A recent legislative audit of the state's crime lab said the lab isn't meeting its target speed for processing SART kits, which include biological evidence gathered after an alleged sexual assault. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman learned what it takes to process a kit and what role they play in investigations.
Michelle Collins flashes her key card to open the doors into the entry room of the DNA laboratory at the state's crime lab.
We're going to wear masks because when you talk, you spit a lot of DNA out.
Collins, the forensic biology supervisor, explains that it's easy to taint evidence that only has tiny bits of DNA on it, so the forensic biologists take a lot of precautions. She goes through another set of doors into a room where a scientist is screening evidence.
She's maybe looking for seminal fluid, blood stains, hairs on the garments.
Collins says that's the step in the process that's been key to fixing the lab's DNA backlog problem. In December of 2014, the lab had nearly 400 backlogged DNA cases that include SART kits and other biological evidence. Forensic lab accreditation programs say they should be processed within 30 days. To fix the problem, lab managers streamlined the screening process, which Collins says made it easier to finish some cases more quickly. At the end of 2016, the backlog was down to about 120 cases. Collins says being fully staffed has helped as well.
It's very easy to get in a hole when you lose a staff member, and it takes a long time to get back out of it.
But Collins explains the lab work isn't what makes processing DNA evidence so time-consuming. It's the paperwork. She says once a DNA profile is created, it has to be interpreted. Sometimes it's simple. A sperm sample collected during a sexual assault exam typically only contains information about one person. But samples from scrapings under someone's fingernails aren't that simple.
Our reality is that our profiles are often mixtures of two, maybe three, maybe more individuals. And that interpretation is very complex.
Once a scientist interprets the data, it's sent to another person for verification. The back and forth can take a lot of time. For the crime lab, the goal is to process 90% of all the evidence sent there within 30 days. According to the legislative audit, in July, it was finishing only about half its cases within that time frame. Collins says processing some tests, like drug identification, is easy to do within the time limit. But that's not the case for identifying DNA in SART kits that contain multiple different samples. She said scientists try to complete those within 60 days.
Well, believe it or not, I mean, in Anchorage, we feel that the kit turnaround is pretty good.
That's Lieutenant John McKinnon with the Anchorage Police Department. He says it used to take over a year to get results from sexual assault kits. Now he gets preliminary results in about 3 weeks or a month. Would faster be better? He says sometimes, yes.
In some situations where we don't know who the suspect is, it delays the investigation because we don't know who we're looking for.
The crime lab does prioritize those types of cases, as well as ones involving minors. But McKinnon says in most cases, investigations into sexual assaults don't actually hinge on the SART kit results. Often the victim knows the assailant, and the investigation is focused on the issue of consent. The kit, it's just a small white box. It's filled with labeled envelopes and tools to collect samples, like fingernail scrapings and vaginal fluids. McKinnon says it's just one tool among many. They also conduct interviews, collect evidence, and work with nurses to conduct forensics exams. All of the information goes into a months-long investigation. But Collins, from the crime lab, says attention is often drawn back to the kit and the DNA evidence it contains. She says it's part of the CSI effect, expectations created by crime investigation TV shows.
They solve them a lot with DNA. So they definitely create an expectation that DNA is the answer, and that's not always the reality.
Collins says that as a result, her lab is sometimes asked to process SART kits, even if the prosecutor doesn't need the information to pursue the case. At the end of 2016, the lab had about 60 more backlogged kits to process. Collins says they're well enough staffed to be on track to finish them soon. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.